And now let's say hello to Kevin. Kevin Matthews. Hi, Kev.
Hey, Wendy. I went to my reunion.
When was it?
I did. I didn't recognize anyone. My fitness team that I was on are all attending AA, and they kind of look like that. Nah, I didn't recognize them. And you know what's really depressing?
What?
Is that there's a list of names up on the wall, and those are all the people that have died since graduation. And it was like, okay, I got to go.
Yeah. I mean, were there a lot of people you lost from your class?
It was the page covered a wall.
Jeez.
It was like, oh, man, oh, man.
Well, we're not getting any younger, Kev. You know that.
No, we're not. But I'll tell you, we're still vibrant. And, you know, I work out every day. And, yeah, no, we're not. We're not.
I know.
No, we're not. Jaws is 50 years old this year.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy when you think about it.
That is awful.
So this morning I was talking to Bob Surratt and I mentioned that I was having you on, and right away, first thing he said was like, how's Kevin's health? So can we start with that? How are you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling as good as anybody with MS can feel. You know, I get a placard now. I get really good parking. That's all I really care about, is I get great parking and I don't feel guilty. Before I got MS, you'd think about going and parking, and then you would hear Aerosmith, "Walk This Way," and I'm like, okay, I can't do that. But now that I've been diagnosed, I do get great parking. It's just really good.
Yeah, see, that's you. Really. You're always looking at, the glass is always half full for
you. There you go. And another thing, I get to go early on a flight. I know people look at me because I can't walk long distances, so I'm like in a wheelchair, and some poor girl who weighs 90 pounds is just pushing this big walrus around. And I got my cane, but you know people are going, oh, he's not crippled.
Do they still say that word, crippled?
I do, because I get a ton of sympathy. You know, used it today because I was crossing the street. I'm here in Chicago, and the bus actually stopped. And I just kind of yelled, cripple going by, cripple, cripple.
Yeah, up on Cripple Creek, right? You're going to play that?
Up on Cripple Creek, yeah, there you go.
All right,
Kev, I'm glad I called. So that's my time, so I'll see you, Wendy.
Yeah, it's been good. No, we're going to talk all about Broken Mary, the Kevin Matthews story. I know you're Mary's roadie. You have a couple of books out.
Yeah.
It's so funny, a friend of mine posted something on Facebook that said, I saw Kev on WGN TV, and it's an interesting story, and I want to see the movie, and I want to read the books. Tell us this interesting story.
Okay. Well, the interesting story is my life changed when I found a statue of the Virgin Mary lying on the ground next to a dumpster, broken in half at the waist and the hands. And the story is literally getting her from that dumpster. It was at a flower shop, and they didn't want to sell it to me. And it's since then, two books have been written, two apps, rosary apps. It's changed. I literally, my life has changed. I was born Catholic, and you're Catholic, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm not a very good one, but I am proud to be Catholic.
You can still, you know, I got a new application in my car. I'll get it to you tonight.
All right.
New Pope rocks, by the way.
Yeah, Sox fan. Woo!
Yes, he is. And I just did a video for the Pope on a documentary they're doing for him. So think of that. I've been kicked, you know, I'm working with Brandmeier, Dahl, you, the loop was like a high school with money, right?
Yeah.
And now, you know, I'm taking this beautiful statue around. It's touching lives. It is, you know, honestly a lot of fun, but you know, the world we live in today is broken, but we're loved by God. And I'm totally back to my faith. I love that. I'm an Irish Catholic. You know, my cousin was Father John Kavanaugh, Notre Dame president. And you know what I mean? It's just you saw the movie Rudy. You know, Father Frank is a cousin. You know, I just, wow, I'm learning more about my Irish heritage, but at the same time, I'm really entrenched in my Catholic faith. And here in Chicago, the adopted home for Our Lady of the Broken, as she's called now, is at St. John Cantius, which is up on Milwaukee. So it's amazing. I was in 5 states in 2 weeks. So Mary likes to fly.
And you've been, am I imagining this, or have you gone out of the states too, to other countries with this?
Oh, yeah. Portugal, Fatima. If anybody wants to go, you can go to, Broken Mary Film. You can find out, tomorrow is the opening.
Yes.
And if you punch, you're in your zip code, you can find a theater near you. So that's BrokenMaryFilm.com.
All right. Wendy Snyder here. It's an honor and a privilege to bring you Kevin Matthews on the air. And we're talking about Broken Mary. Mary's looking pretty good, I got to tell you.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. I found this statue of the Virgin Mary lying on the ground at a dumpster. And I just put her back. We just put the two halves together and kept her broken because she represents now Our Lady of the Broken. And we're all broken, but we're loved by God. And it's amazing how many people have, witnessed her, or just it's an incredible story. And I had to write 2 books about it. And my last book with Matthew Kelly, Mary's Roadie, I had to put pictures to show the miracles because I said to Matthew, I'm afraid people aren't going to believe. And it's an amazing story. I'm very lucky.
We all have something that makes us feel good inside. And like I made my boys get their sacraments and then they can do whatever they want. But I was Catholic. You got to get confirmed. And, my parents are buried at Queen of Heaven Cemetery in Hillside. And there's something about you need your faith, like especially when you lose your parents. It's like that changes you a bit, don't you think?
I think so. And, I think the closer we get back to, God, the better we are. Literally, I can't imagine. I wouldn't even be here without God. And that's a sad story. I mean, it is. And at the same time, I love my faith. It just energizes me.
And so when did you start making Broken Mary, the Kevin Matthews story? It's in theaters tomorrow only.
No, it's not my story. It's our story. Everybody, we're all broken, but we're loved by God. And there's no such thing as a coincidence. I was speaking 6 years ago, way out west, and the director of ODB Films, the owner, was in the audience, and he came up to me and he said, "Wow, that's amazing." And we started to talk. So it's taken 6 years, but at the same time, Fathom. And just the folks, it's a little world. If you've seen The Calling, they're The Chosen, it's a small world. The Mark Wahlbergs and the Jim Caviezels and what we're in that arena. And people are it's a good movie to see because it's a beautiful story. It's especially some of the people, the most broken have come, and they are such an inspiration, some of these people. Women that have undergone, breast cancer and they've been in remission for 7 years, a man who needed a liver transplant off the list. I was speaking down in Texas and some man said, "Hey, I came here to see what this was all about. I love how you have so much love for Mary. I was going to go home and take my life and I'm not." Just that alone, Wendy, it's very powerful, very humbling, because I'm just, I made a pact with God. I just said, "You're the shepherd of shepherds. I'll be your little shepherd dog. I can't walk that well. I'm old, tired, broken, sinful little dog, but I'll move these little lambs back to you without biting and barking." That's what I do.
Well, a lot of Kev heads are out there texting in 312. I bought my tickets this morning for a theater in Frankfurt. The early show, 7 p.m., was sold out. That was a good sign. 708, I've seen Kevin speak in the Orland-Tinley area, and his story is phenomenal. His book is excellent, and I look forward to the film. His story and message are bringing people closer to God, strengthening their faith. He was meant to find Broken Mary. And I have a final one. I got to share this with you from Mary Pat 847. Hi, Wendy and Kevin. October is the month of the rosary. How appropriate.
Yeah, and it's released tomorrow. It's Our Lady of the Rosary is tomorrow, October 7th. So again, there's no coincidence. It's God's directed this movie. It's his movie. And I can't wait to see where it goes from here.
Okay, and how do we see it, Kev?
Honestly, just if you go to brokenmaryfilm.com, open that up, put your zip code in, it will tell you the nearest theater near you. And this is coast to coast. So brokenmaryfilm.com. If anybody wants me to come and speak, you can go to brokenmary.com. That's my site. So I'm going to be speaking on the 9th in LeMond.
Oh, okay. I got to come see you, Kev.
You should. It's the blast. And St. Alphonse's in LeMond on the 9th. I'm having a blast, Winnie. Honestly, I'm having such a good time. I'm meeting some of the most fascinating people. And I just love what I do. And, you know, and you've been there since day one. You know, I love you and your son. I follow your son, musician. I still want him to come on over and do. I got some ideas for him. He's a talented kid.
Well, I remember when you came to Chicago, Kev, and it was overnights, the Loop, the old studios.
Right.
And Talk Mess. Boy, it was, we didn't even know what we were hearing.
No, I know. It was sick. It was sick. And I like the Loop history. And I know that Larry Word is putting out that Loop documentary.
Yeah.
I know that's going to get done. And I've seen parts of that. And wait, folks, till you see that, too. You know, you're so lucky you can see that John Candy documentary that's opened over at the Chicago Theater. Folks, there's so much. Yeah, John was, you know, Canadian, but what he did with John Hughes in North of Tier, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's from Chicago. He had Thanksgiving dinner with, you know, Steve Martin right here. That's a true story, by the way.
630, please tell Kevin that one of the reasons I got through COVID was hearing his voice and praying my rosary every day. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. There you go. I love that. No, I do. I do. I do. I love that very, very much.
Well, say hi to your lovely wife and kids. We will see the movie tomorrow. Go to brokenmaryfilm.com. You can watch the trailer. You can get tickets. You just need to punch in your zip code. And there are more theaters than I thought. So there will be a theater showing it near you.
Yeah, and have fun at your reunion.
I didn't plan it. That was my problem.
I couldn't get out of there quick enough. It was like, holy cow. I left my car running. I got to go.
Oh, sorry, Kev. Wait, can I have three more texts? Can I read them to you? Because I know you love this.
No, I love this.
630, I have tickets to see Kevin's movie tomorrow at the Tivoli in Downers Grove.
Good.
630, I plan to buy extra tickets to support Kevin and the film.
That's nice.
727, thanks, Wendy, for having Kevin Matthews on. I've heard Kevin speak about Broken Mary before. I can't wait to see the movie. God bless, Kevin. You two are a blessing. And 708, God bless, Kevin. So they love you, Kev.
Thank you so much. Well, yeah, it's nice to be loved. And I love you, Wendy. And tell everybody at WGN, and especially Bob Surratt.
I will.
I want to mess his hair up.
Okay. It looked pretty good today, too. So it would have been a good day to do it.
I want to mess it up.
All right. Love you, Kev. Talk to you soon.
You.
Good luck
God
with the
bless.
Film. BrokenMaryFilm.com. You can get your tickets.